Thank you, Madam Chair, and we'll express our sincere condolences. To the delegation of Peru on the passing of Ambassador Cecilia Diaz. Madam Chair, I'd like to congratulate you and your team, as well as the Coordination Committee, on the leadership and the important work carried out in preparation of this meeting, and you can count on my delegation support to bring our delegations to a successful conclusion. We'd like to thank the coordinators of the Committee on Neuralization, Malawi and Peru, for their invaluable efforts in establishing strategic decisions and organizing various activities aimed at promoting the universalization of the CMC, including workshops for African countries and cooperation with the IPU. We extend our appreciation to the ISU, the ICRC, and the Cluster Munitions Coalition, and other organizations of civil society for the crucial role that they have played in accelerating ratifications and accessions to this life-saving international instrument. Madam Chair, Panama is proud of Central America's historic achievement in becoming 10 years ago, the first cluster munitions free zone, which should be an example for the rest of the world. We're also pleased to welcome South Sudan as a new state party to the convention, and we urge states that have not yet done so to ratify it without delay. Universalization and respect for the provisions of the convention should be a priority task for all. We owe this to the victims, the survivors, and affected communities, and to honor our promise to save future generations from the scourge of war. That is why we deeply regret the decision taken by Lithuania to formally withdraw from the convention, taking into account its impeccable record in humanitarian disarmament and punctually fulfilling its obligations under this instrument, and which has so far been a model for the countries of its subregion to follow. While we understand the sense of uncertainty caused by the prevailing complex security context, any notion that cluster munitions have a deterrent effect is merely illusory, and their only great military utility is the humanitarian and environmental cost that they entail. In fact, these weapons were banned by international law precisely because of their inherently indiscriminate nature. We're concerned that this step comes amid a gradual erosion of the disarmament architecture and could set a damaging precedent for the convention itself. The protection of civilians and the global stigma against cluster munitions, as well as for the entire humanitarian disarmament system and international humanitarian law in general. In view of the above, we echo the chair of the convention and delegations that have spoke before us in calling for structure and collaborative dialogue with Lithuania with a view of to urging them to reverse the formalization of the complaint procedure provided for in Article 20 of the convention. Thank you very much, Madam